Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earth, we about to earn it out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspectives. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who be been the peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talking.
It is what it is.
Yo, what up, family? Peace. We back in the building. This is Cosmic Kev, a.k.a. Brother Kev.
And this is your girl, Rigel.
Hotel. Abarigani, assalamu alaikum. This is Brother Montor, a.k.a. Mufasa Rock.
And we are Collective Minds Radio. We back, y'all. We back in this thing for another week. Hopefully to start some constructive dialogue with the family. We always touching on the trending topics, you know, what's going on in the news, trying to better ourselves and better the community. At Collective Minds, like we always say, we all don't have to think alike, but we all have to think. So what's going on, family, with y'all? Before we get started, Rigel and Mufasa, how was y'all week, and do y'all have any announcements for the family?
I had another great week. I won't complain about anything, although I did get into a fender bender. So shout out to the young man who decided to make a right turn from the left lane and clipped off my...
Wow, dang.
I give him a shout out to
right.
the little young man who figured he would make a right turn from the left lane and got my little bumper, my front bumper. So shout out to him.
Yes, indeed.
But no other announcements. Just I guess I would like to just encourage everybody to stay positive. Stay woke, and
stay woke.
That's right, and just encourage everybody to just always try to grow, and
that's
evolve.
Right.
We don't have to stay the same, We're supposed to change and evolve for the better. So I just want to encourage everybody to move forward. Stand still. Just move forward and keep going. In a positive direction, That's all
yes,
I got
to
say to the family.
All right. Appreciate it. Brother Mufasa, how was your week? And you got any announcements for us?
Week was cool. I'm enjoying life.
Enjoying inside joke, family.
Yes, indeed.
Enjoying that life.
Yeah, I'm in a good place at the moment.
That's what
and, and I want. All right, let me get it together. All right, I'm in a good place right now, loving life, and I want to say, rest in peace to all the chickens out there.
Man.
Have been slaughtered and massacred through these hard times. It's a very sad time in the world.
Facts.
Chickens are being led to slaughter all over the planet, all over the globe. And, we have to stop this genocide of chickens.
On the chick.
Another one.
That's mainly what's on my mind today, y'all, is what chickens are going through.
All right. Yes, indeed. That's part of our topic discussion today, family. We are talking about the Popeye's chicken craze that's been going on. But before we get into that, I do have two quick announcements. First announcement, shout out to my wife. You know, she just had a birthday, and it is officially Virgo season, so I want to shout out my wife. And then also my mom is a Virgo. Her birthday is next week. And then my twin girls are also Virgos. So, you know, I have a special connection to the Virgos. You know, I just want to give them a shout-out. It's officially y'all season. So, you know, it's y'all time. Be great. Shine. Do your thing. And, like I say, happy birthday to all the Virgos. And my second announcement is...
It is what it is.
Now, remember, we touched on the Jay-Z NFL Rock Nation deal, and unfortunately, it's not looking good for your man, Jay-Z. Let's just say two quick announcements. They announced basically that they go headline a concert, and they're going to be selling merchandise as part of this social injustice program. So I guess the wait-and-see crowd, we still waiting to see what's all going to happen with this. But they announced Meghan Trainor, Meek Mill, and Rhapsody will be doing a concert, and they're selling merchandise. So, you know, hooray for the – that was actually no news. That's just like, okay, that's just entertainment. So, you know, I just want to put that out there. But then Jay-Z kind of doubled down on his – I don't want to say cooning, but he's talking real crazy. This man gets on a panel discussion and says the reason that the police are killing black people is because they don't have fathers in the home. He was basically trying to say black Jay-Z, you have to listen to the excerpt yourself. I'm kind of paraphrasing, so you can listen to it and make your own determination on how you feel about it. But from what I gather, and I listened to it, he was saying that, you know, because black men don't have fathers in a home, that they don't respect authority, and that's why they get shot by the police. Totally 100% incorrect. Now, do black men or do families in general fare better? I hear a dog barking in the background, if you can mute your line. But, yeah, do families fare better when it's a two-parent home? Of course. Should the father be in a home? Of course. But that has nothing to do with black people killing – with police killing unarmed black people. It just doesn't. And for Jay-Z to even make that correlation, it's like whose hand is up this man's back telling him to talk and say these things? You know what I'm saying? That was just totally incorrect. And that's that rhetoric that the Republicans and conservatives and other type of pundits like to say, oh, it's because of lack of fathers in the home and there's no family structure, all this BS as to why there's a system of white supremacy. When I have to remind them that the system of white supremacy was well in place and police was brutalizing black people well before the black family structure was demolished by the system of white supremacy. So for people to blame that symptom, which is the breakup of the family, to blame that symptom on the reason why, you know, black people are being shot by the police, you know, that's just totally incorrect. So Jay-Z is kind of, I don't know where this guy's going with what he's saying, but he's starting to show his true colors, and I'm glad the exposure and the ancestors are, you know, just letting us know who these quote-unquote black celebrities are. You know, are they with the people or not with the people? You know, they use our culture to get on and get paid, but then they turn and start speaking rhetoric that speaks against, you know, our concerns and what we know to be true. So I just wanted to put that out there. Your man Jay-Z, somebody needs to pull his coattail, let him know what's going on out here, but he's totally incorrect. He's speaking very...
So where did he say this at, and why did he say it?
This was a panel discussion. From what I understand, it was a panel discussion where they were on stage. It was Rock Nation, Jay-Z, and they had Van Jones, and they was talking about the rollout as far as the NFL and just talking about things. But the topic of police and community relations as it relates to black people, that topic kind of came up, and he responded to the question basically saying that, you know, lack of fathers in a home is causing black men to buck authority and be like, forget the police, I'm going to just do my thing, wop woofy woof. So he was trying to make that correlation, that because the father's not in the home, that's why black people are getting killed by the police. But so you can find it online. You know, Google Jay-Z and Van Jones online. A lot of people put it on their social media as well. So
let me ask you this. Let me ask you this real fast before we move on.
Uh-huh.
So just to make sure that I'm correct, I understand that he made the correlation that the reason that black men or you say kind of buck against the police officers.
Right. Basically, he was saying that because they don't have an authority figure, their father, because the father's not in the home, black men are thinking like, hey, forget authority.
Tell me
you
nothing.
Know, I'm not the father. I'm the man. You can't tell me nothing. Blah, 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 whoopie whoop. Yeah, basically that type of mentality. You know what I'm saying?
I do got to add something to that, though. Now, I won't say that is the total reason of why, but it
do you
is
think
a part
it plays
of
a part? That's how I was getting ready to ask Brother Kevin. Do you think it plays any part in that, or you just think it has absolutely nothing to do with it?
No, that does not play a part, because we've seen too many videos of white people fighting police, white people fighting police, and they don't get shot. You see, there's hundreds of videos of white people not complying. So when they say, you know, all you got to do is just comply and you won't get shot, like, that's a bunch of nonsense.
Yeah,
now, we know that per our code, per the black code, we should comply. You know what I'm saying? We're prisoners of war. We should comply. But that's not the reason that Tamir Rice got shot. That's not the reason Eric Garner was murdered on camera. That's not the reason Philando Castile was shot. You see what I'm saying?
That's
not the reason.
That.
You see?
I can follow that.
And Jay-Z should know better. Like, of course, the mother and father should be in the house. Yes, that's a given. You know, that's a given. But that's not the reason that we're being brutalized by the police. It's just not.
Right, that's definitely not the reason that we're being brutalized.
Yeah, not the reason.
But do you think there's a pairing? Because I do agree that that's not the reason that we're being gunned down, you know, in the streets. Like, well, my brother Anthony Shaheed say, dogs, you know, shaking his head.
Dogs,
but,
like niggas.
Right. Do you think there's a pairing when it comes to the authority aspect of it that Jay-Z touched on? Do you see any pairing there at all? But separate from the reason that we're being gunned down. Okay. And that's all. We don't have to waste a lot of time on it. I just want to ask that question. I'm done.
Yes. But I was just putting that out there for our family. You can go see that video online. And, you know, like I say, this is an open line. Our number is 929-477-6097.
It is what it is.
You're more than willing to correct me. If you think Brother Kev is wrong, you know, please rescue me. I'm willing to learn and listen. So, let's get to the show, family. This is Collective Minds Radio. We are talking about the Popeye's chicken sandwich frenzy. What are your thoughts on that? You know, people going crazy, standing long lines for this chicken sandwich. What is the deal with this? You know, is this social engineering? Is this just, you know, people just like chicken. They just want to eat chicken. You know what I'm saying? So give us a call. The number is 929-477-1697 and let us hear your thoughts. This is Brother Kev with Brother Mufasa and Rigel, Queen Rigel Star. I guess we'll go to Queen Rigel first. You know, what are your thoughts on this chicken? First, have you had the sandwich? And what are your thoughts on this chicken craze?
Well, unfortunately, I have not had the Popeye sandwich. Years ago, I've had the Chick-fil-A, so I've had that experience from years ago. And I actually gave them a second shot at it recently. But the first time that I had the Chick-fil-A sandwich, which was years ago, I wasn't impressed at all. You know, I thought the meat was just too thick. I'm not a big meat eater, so it's not a whole lot of meat that I'm just going to just really love and enjoy. But I didn't really like it, but I have not had the Popeye's chicken sandwich at all. Don't know if I'm going to get it or not. I don't know if it's a convenient thing. Maybe I'm totally not going to go out of my way to get it. But, you know, this reminds me of, I'm sure we have children, and I'm sure we've all seen SpongeBob. And this is what this kind of reminds me of, you know. It reminds me of the SpongeBob. It's like the denseness of the community in SpongeBob, how they do just goofy, silly stuff. Like it's like they working with half a brain, you know. And just imagine the SpongeBob characters. They got a big, important thing to go to. And they all going in the same direction, trying to go to this big, important thing that's getting ready to save the whole world. And then somebody put a patty crab up, and they turn around. They switch directions and go get the patty crab. It was like we just got distracted by a chicken sandwich.
Yes.
You know, it's like, are we some SpongeBob characters? We got voting coming up, all kind of other things that's serious that's coming up.
Voting
for sandwiches, exactly. You know,
right? Chick-fil-A and Popeye's.
And here we go.
That's the vote.
We just get distracted by a chicken sandwich. You know, I thought that was just interesting. This just reminded me of like SpongeBob. I'm like, this is wild and crazy. But you know, it does speak volumes to the state of not just us, but you know, you guys already know. I'm more for just humanitarian, period. So to me, it speaks volumes to just the whole state of the humans that we're dealing with on this earth. You know, it just explains why we're in the state that we're in just all around the world. You know, just a chicken sandwich just can just get everybody in a big uproar and just make so much attention. It's like, okay, what about the people that are starving? Anybody trying to get these chicken sandwiches to the people that storm? It's like, what is the big picture here? You know, what is the big message, you know? And I'm not saying that we're not supposed to have, you know, pleasant times in the world and things like that, you know, but I just think we just have so much, you know, other stuff to deal with, you know, and to be going back and forth. And then with the things that they're showing, the fighting and, you know, people fighting over it, it's like, where's the self-control? It's a chicken sandwich, you know?
Yeah.
So that's pretty much it. I just found it kind of funny that it reminded me of SpongeBob. I'm like, dang, we just got distracted by a sandwich. All this other stuff.
Yes, indeed. Yep.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. All right. Good comment.
It is what
it is. Rigel. If you just joined the family, this is Collective Minds Radio. We are talking about the Popeye's chicken craze. There was a war going on, if those that don't know, between Chicken Filet and Popeye's, and it looks like Popeye's, the chicken sandwich, came out as the winner. And there was a lot going on, long lines, people fighting, people jumping through drive-through windows. It was just all type of madness going on. So we're here to discuss that at Collective Minds and break it down and see what's really going on. So, Brother Mufasa, have you had the sandwich? And what do you think about everything that's going on behind that sandwich, bro?
Man, y'all know, I ain't got that sandwich. I'm upset. I done went to about 5 different Popeyes in the area, all the way from the hood to the burbs, and I couldn't find a chicken sandwich. All sandwiches that I mean. Gone. I was at one Popeye's.
It is what it is.
I'm in the hoodie hood. And I look in the drive-thru, and it's this white square-looking chick. She in the drive-thru looking for Popeyes. It's about 10 o'clock, 9:30, almost 10 at night in the hood. Then another white person come riding past looking to see if it's a sign up. They saw the sold-out chicken sandwiches. They kept rolling. So this stretch beyond just a black thing, I know we saw the commercials where a lot of us in there fighting and clowning, but this stretch even beyond us. It's a lot of people,
right,
white, black ethnicities, just doing these chicken sandwich reviews and losing their damn mind. So for me, it showed that there's so many ways I could come through, you know, angle through this story. But I'm tripping off of, okay, how was Popeyes not prepared for this if they ran out of chicken across the country? I'm thinking, did Popeyes put out the chicken sandwiches that were out, were they tainted? You know what I'm saying? Was there something in those? Because, you know, people can change their DNA with your food. So I'm looking at it as, I wonder, was the government involved in spiking these chicken sandwiches or something and putting them out there like that?
You
know,
you can't really be thinking
that. Huh?
Are you really thinking that, or are you just kind of like, I mean, but how?
That's the theory.
Like, okay, on a scale of 1 to 10, though, what do you think your theory is? Because it's like, because you say you want to get a sandwich. Yeah, because you say, why would you want to go get one?
Right. See, that's what I was saying as I was sitting back thinking about it. I did want one in the beginning. But as I started thinking about it more and more, I'm like, man, I wonder if something up with these chickens. But also, it shows you the level of mind control, because even knowing that my conscious mind wanted to go out and get one of these sandwiches, but I'm thinking, man, they could be doing something to these things and got people going crazy like they're going. You know, and it just shows how not only they control your mind through food, but how they play on your mind through media, too. Because, well, nobody even tripping off these sandwiches until they, you know, did this little Twitter thing and got the masses, and then they did the masses. How that time goes? The asses are the masses or something like that. Well,
right.
Everybody just flocked to what the media said, just like a flock of sheep. So I'm looking at it as more so a mind control thing. Even if they didn't taint the sandwiches, this experiment showed how they can maneuver people to do just a simple thing like going out buying chicken sandwiches. Like you said, Roger, it took our minds off of voting and a whole lot of other important issues to debate and talk over these chicken sandwiches. So I'm looking at it like, man, this could be a big experiment in how to maneuver people to do what you want to do. You lead them to the chicken sandwiches, then you take the chicken sandwiches and have them eating stuff that you want them to eat to control their DNA. I'm all over the place with this. I'm just saying,
experiment,
because
you got marketing and promotions on, you know, marketing and promotions, as always. You know, experimental when you're speaking in terms of marketing and promotion.
Right. So that's what I'm wondering. But, you know, outside of the on the entertainment side of it, it was funny to me. I can't front seeing how people been clowning like that. You know, I was wishing I could have found some of the chicken sandwiches. I probably could have deep frozen. And I could be selling chicken sandwiches right now for about $20, $25 a sandwich.
Yeah.
Put them on eBay.
Right. You sell them on eBay. Yes, indeed.
Yeah. And one of the videos I saw, it was some guys out selling. They was right in front of Popeye's Chicken. And the signs for Popeye's said sold out, but they was reselling the chicken sandwich they bought for $20. So this was going down like this.
Wow. This is. It's
so I don't know. I'm torn now. I don't know if I want to even try one now. I'm scared to.
All right. Well, we'll see in a couple of weeks when everybody some of their stomach pains. Right. They come back.
May have to wait longer than that.
Yeah.
So I mean, but what you feeling that though, Kev? I mean, what you think? You think it could be a conspiracy to kill a bunch of folks, or just use it as a form of mind control over people? You put something in the food. I mean, you can alter people's DNA.
Yeah, I don't think it's. I wouldn't go that far as it being, you know, that sinister. But it's definitely manipulation. It's definitely mind control. It's definitely programmed. Because remember, I had the chicken sandwich at least a month and a half ago, maybe 2 months ago. And there was no real big frenzy. You know what I'm saying? A friend of mine was like, yeah, you want to try this sandwich? And we ended up going out for lunch. But there was no real big frenzy. So this all thing started when Popeyes supposedly had retweeted some from Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A had put up some about their chicken sandwich, and Popeyes retweeted it and said, y'all good? With a question mark. And from that tweet, that started the whole frenzy, which is crazy. You know what I'm saying? So that just goes to show how they use social media to and Black Twitter. Let's not leave Black Twitter out. If you're not familiar with Black Twitter, Black Twitter is just a segment of Twitter that they call Black Twitter that basically controls a lot of trending topics and different things. And Black Twitter kind of took that and made it go viral. And then the sandwiches took off. You know what I'm saying? So really, this is a case from my perspective, this is a case of wag the dog. Like, I don't know if y'all heard that term. They made a movie about it in 97. It's a political term. It's called wag the dog. And it's basically, instead of the dog wagging its tail, the tail's wagging the dog. So basically it means diverting attention from something that's important to something less important. Like Ryder kind of spoke of earlier, there's a lot of other things going on, but yet we're focused on a chicken sandwich and giving Popeyes free promotion. They said they made like $23 million off of just the promotion alone, you know. So for me, this is a classic case, you know, of Black culture, because let's be real, fried chicken is part of Black culture. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not something we should be ashamed of. That's something we should embrace, but we should also be controlling it. Because if we keep it real, we have grandmothers, mamas, and aunties that make better chicken than Popeyes. You know what I'm saying? If we keep it 100. So Popeyes uses, you know, Black culture and the Black lady that be on their commercials and, you know, the slang of our culture and all that, and they use that to sell and manipulate our people to support this big corporation. But at the same time, this spot is not Black owned. You know what I'm saying? So it really, to me, says a lot about our culture, how we don't control it, how people use it to make a huge profit, and we get left with nothing. Because the only thing Black people are getting out of this is a chicken sandwich. You know, it might be good. It may be the best chicken sandwich ever, but that's the only thing we're getting. It could be great. It could be awesome, amazing.
They're getting their views up on social media and Instagram.
Right. But that's the only thing that we're getting out of it as a group.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? And there's a lot of manipulation. Like I say, this is a trend.
That's not even as
that's
a group.
One
that's
of the
individually.
Reasons.
Right.
Yeah, that's individual. Exactly. So
yeah.
This is one of those trends. I hate trends. Like, again, don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with getting a chicken sandwich, going to Popeyes. You know, I used to go to Popeyes a lot. Nothing wrong with that. But when it comes down to standing in these long lines, fighting, you know, jumping through windows and arguments, and I've seen videos where one female had Popeyes. Yeah, she had a whole Popeyes body painted on her. and she just walking out butt naked with Popeyes straight there. Like nails and like all this is real extra and it's borderline coonish in my opinion.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It is. Why are you promoting this big company?
Exactly.
Yeah.
What are you getting out of it?
Yeah,
I can give you is on the payroll.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's how I'm kind of looking at it as, you know, black people, because check this out. Black culture, we really should be very proud of black American culture, right? When you think about the most famous black people worldwide, what are some of the names that come to mind? Martin Luther King Jr., Malcolm X, Muhammad Ali, Michael Jackson, Maya Angelou, Tupac. You know what I'm saying? These are names that are world-renowned. You see what I'm saying? And they all come from black American culture. That's why we should be very proud of our culture, even though we don't control it, which is a major problem. But still in all, we should have some type of, you know, we should have more of a self-respect as a group for each other and for our culture and the things that we create. You know what I'm saying? And this is another example, because soul food is another thing that we created from the scraps. And chicken is an extension of soul food, or fried chicken is an extension of that soul food. You know what I'm saying? So we really have to look at how our culture is viewed, how others use our culture against us to make a profit and basically leave us with nothing as a group, you know what I'm saying? So those are the things that we have to look at. And in this society, everything is weaponized. So you're not just watching TV, you're not just watching a movie, you're not just watching commercials. These things are advertising and marketing for a specific reason, to make you feel a certain way, to make you do a certain thing. You see what I'm saying? And by black people, us being the biggest consumers for the most part, you know, we consume most of the fast food. Most of the fast food restaurants are in black communities or on the fringes. You know, I've never seen a Popeyes in Ladue or Clayton. You know, these are rich parts of St. Louis. Oh, Chick-fil-A, there's a difference, though. It's
Chick-fil-A,
not the Popeyes.
Because I sure was going to ask that, like, when you look at this, okay, well, who's Chick-fil-A marketed to?
They don't do heavy marketing to black people. Now, remember, Popeye's got that one lady that be on the commercial.
Yeah.
Hey,
mm-hmm.
child, come get this food. You know what I'm saying? So they're specifically marketing to the black community. You know, let's make no mistake about that. So there's a way you can tell, you know, we can go back to McDonald's markets a lot to black people, KFC, you know, these type of fast food chains. They do a lot of their marketing towards black culture. You know what I'm saying?
I got to ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
I don't want to go too far off subject, but I do want to ask this. When you say that you know, that black lady, having that black lady do as the spokesman for Popeyes, and that's marketing to black people. So when, if it's a white person who's doing Chick-fil-A, are you saying that that's marketed to white people? Like, basically, I'm saying, just because that black lady is on there, does that mean that it's marketed solely to black people?
Go ahead. I'll let you answer.
Okay, just from a bit of a marketing and promotion standpoint, you know, I've dibbled in that a little bit. So it doesn't mean that it's solely, but the reason that it's other things that play a part when you're dealing with marketing techniques and promotion. The marketing technique is going to be what you see, how the individual look, you know, those types of things. Those are certain techniques that let you know the market and their target audience too. How they present her, how she speaks. because when you're thinking in terms of marketing, it has to be something that's relatable to the individual, to their target audience. So if we're not relating to her, then it's not going to work. So the product has to be relatable in order to grab the attention of the target audience. So therefore, their technique and how they're using it, the type of black woman that they're using, let you know that they are definitely trying to target the black community, but not so much solely, because they will get other
right.
targets as well. But yeah, they are right. definitely wanting. That's obvious that they want. And then the promotions come in as to where when they're placing the ads at as well. You know, so
exactly.
I don't watch sports, but I will bet that they probably not on like the sports stations where, you know, a lot of the white men are watching. They may not be on there as heavy. They may put maybe one or a few little commercials, but I guarantee they buy a lot more ads for the stations that have a black audience, you know. So,
right.
yeah, I definitely
right.
think that they are targeting. Chick-fil-A is just the total opposite, but you guys get what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, definitely understand. So if you just joined this family, this Collective Minds Radio, we are talking about what are your thoughts on the Popeye's chicken craze? You know, that's been going on. So y'all want to hit the call lines and see what the family out there thinking, what they got to say.
Okay. All right, that's fine. Yeah, okay, we'll go area code 314-566. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
I have a comment. And this is my first time listening. Someone told me about this Tuesday. This is Miss Marvina Burns. How you doing?
Yes,
hey,
indeed.
We
appreciate you.
Hey,
nice.
How good. You doing? Thanks for calling in.
I'm going great. I got two comments. One is about the killing of our black men or people, kids, and people,
mm-hmm.
period. Now, you know, back in the day, they was killing our people then, and we had family structure. They was always trying to
right.
break the family structure up, looked like to me. And they was killing our men, but now they're killing our women and kids. They're killing the whole family. What's up with that? That's
right.
the way I'm looking at it. They're killing the whole family.
Okay.
And I didn't know nothing about the chicken thing because, I eat chicken, but I didn't know nothing until I saw something on Facebook the other day. And I just want to say, why they're killing our family, our family still need to be prepared if something happened to them to have their life insurance in place instead of they got the wrong initials. They got HBO and not no life insurance.
That's
true. HBO
that's true.
Is not going to take care of your family.
Right.
They're not going to take care of your family
is...
when you die. They got
yes,
the wrong
indeed.
Initials in their house. They don't have an IRA
right.
step in place or nothing. But they got HBO.
Yeah, exactly.
And they got, if you can afford a cell phone, you can afford an IRA or some life insurance. Or some life,
or life
insurance.
That's a fact.
Yes.
That's a fact. So
yes.
we appreciate your call, sis. We don't want to get you far off topic because we're talking about the chicken sandwich. But you did make some great points, though. We appreciate it.
Yeah, and also
right.
one last thing, too, Carla, before you go. You did mention life insurance, which is, you know, something that is important. So do you have any advice or do you have any leads where you can kind of share with some people if they want to, you know, kind of look into getting some life insurance?
Okay, I do. They can call me. And even if you have some, you need to get you need to get it reviewed, because sometimes they sell us the wrong kind. We don't have enough or we don't have none at all. A lot of times people just think it's to bury someone, but it's not just to bury. Let's say if you in your 30s or 20s, you leave some kids behind, somebody got to take care of them kids and feed them kids. So you still need money for that to come in the household. So, yes, they can get in touch with me.
How can they get in touch with you?
314-566-8513. I do all the investments and life insurance. I do all of it.
Okay. Thank you, Carla.
Thanks.
All right.
Appreciate that.
Yes, indeed.
All right.
Thank you, Carla. Appreciate it.
Some good points.
All
right. Okay, let's go to area code 314-616. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or a comment?
Good evening, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yes,
hello.
Indeed.
Good evening.
Peace, caller. Yes.
Hey, this is a very interesting topic as far as selection this week. And, you know, when I first heard about the topic, the first thing that came to mind was, you know, I don't know if this is strictly, you know, a marketing tool, which I know marketing plays a huge part because, you know, you think about the money that's been poured in, and I think, you know, it was like, you know, $22, $23 million, you know, and,
right.
and versus like, you know, whatever they use for marketing. But the question that I always look at, you know, for myself is, even though I've been removed from chicken for 3 years now,
okay.
food is probably one of the strongest forms of warfare that we have out there. Because regardless of your color, your religion, your status or whatever, this is something that we consume every day. You know, I even seen some jokes around social media saying, you know, 20 years from now, they're going to be saying, you know, if you ate Popeye's chicken back in 2019, you may be at risk for mesothelioma, whatever. And I mean, it sounds funny, a lot of this stuff could actually be true. Because even with me, you know, removing myself from the chicken, there's still a market for vegetarian and veganism. And just because they've sold you on the idea that you're doing better than other people by not consuming this, they're not telling you the pesticides, the GMO, the modifications they're making toward the things that you're consuming. So, you know, from that perspective, I think that we have to really educate ourselves at the level of science that comes along with the food that we consume. And, you know, I know when I was coming up as a kid, you probably knew somebody that had an apple tree or a cherry tree or something like that in the yard. I don't even know anybody
right.
that has it to this day. So I think, you know, we should get ourselves back to that where we're starting to learn how to grow our own food, invest in farms,
yeah.
you know, things of that nature.
Yeah.
But this is
a
very
indeed.
Interesting topic as it relates to, you know, the chicken sandwiches. I'm kind of interested myself. You know, what was the real purpose behind it? And when you think about the money that was made off of it, it shows me that we can actually be a productive people, but we invest
exactly.
our things in stuff that could potentially kill us or work against our best interest. You know, like imagine
exactly.
if we used that money that we poured into the chicken sandwiches to build schools for our kids. You know,
right.
build supermarkets, you know, stuff like that. So I think the mentality of us has to change, and we have to stop falling from the okie doke. There's nothing wrong with trying a sandwich or this, that, and the other, but when you
right.
market it to the point where, you know, I'm bumping your car to get it, I mean, like, come on, man. Let's be for real.
Exactly. Exactly. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed, Carl. Appreciate it. You made some great points. Reiterate what you were
right
saying.
Into what I was saying about the whole, you know, about the mind control thing.
Yeah. I mean, it's definite manipulation.
It's quite possible. If that's what they own. Don't tell them what's in them chicken sandwiches.
Right.
Everybody gonna be looking like Baby Pete
in a couple months.
They say everybody gonna be looking like Baby Pete in a couple of weeks.
Right. I seen that meme where they were talking about the guy from
Baby Pete,
Sex Pepplet,
from
Baby Pete, right? Yeah. So family, if you're just joining us, this is Collective Minds Radio. I am Cosmic Kev with Rigel Starr and Brother Mufasa Ra, and we talking about the Popeye's chicken craze. Had some great callers call in with some commentary. Like the caller just said, I mean, this is definitely a mind control experiment. And that's what I was saying. We have to be aware of these things as they happen. You know what I'm saying? Because the craze for this and the amount of money that was generated off of a said tweet is ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? And we have to be very mindful of being manipulated.
Facts.
Like I say, this is a classic case of wag the dog. When you divert attention from something important, and you divert it to something less important. You know what I'm saying? So, and black people fall for this a lot. And like I said, as it relates to our culture, we really should be mindful of when these things are about to go down. And like the caller said, nothing wrong with getting a chicken sandwich, nothing wrong with eating Popeyes. I'm not even saying that. But when you have to wait in line and the long lines and fight, and, you know, similar to the Jordans, when Mosby waiting in line for Jordans and Black Friday and, you know, just all the stuff that comes along with that, it's like that's unnecessary, and it shows the level of mentality that a person has, you know, to kind of go through that thing and actually be fighting and cussing people out just to get either the food or, you know, a particular item. So, yeah, we just got to be very mindful of being manipulated. And that's why, again, that's why me personally, I don't follow trends. If I see the majority of people going left, I'm going right, period, because I know that there's a lot of manipulation in that. I know that some ain't right, and I'm going to step back and see what's going on, you know. So I don't, you know, me personally, I don't really follow trends. I hate them because I know there's always an agenda behind everything, and everything is weaponized. So, again, just real quick, and we'll get to the callers. Just think about, because when it comes to the food, the caller made a good point. Our food is definitely weaponized. So just think about this. Just think about, and we'll just do this with chickens. Just think about all the chickens and chickens in the world, right? Think about all the Popeyes. So you have Popeyes. You have restaurants with 40 to 50% of their menu has a chicken item. Then you got to go to all the grocery stores with chicken in their freezer. Then you got to multiply that by the number of cities in this country. Like, the amount of chicken and food that is available is just astronomical. Like, just all that chicken. So we got to think, these chickens are being breeded. These are farms, and the amount of consumption and process it takes to make these chickens, you got to think a lot of this stuff can be healthy. They're using hormones. They're using things just to keep the production going, because that's a lot of chicken when you break it down. Like, you can walk into one grocery store and see hundreds of chicken. Then you got the bags of wings, you know. Then you got the restaurants. Then you got the, like, it's just so much. So with the food, they're deliberately going to make it to where they don't, it's just going to be fake food. It's going to be all cloned and fake food. You know, instead of having to breed the chickens, you'll just be eating the same chicken or the same cow over and over again. You see, so we got to be mindful of these things and definitely watch out to what we're consuming, because everything we consume, whether through our mouth, through our eyes, or through our ears, has an effect on us.
We get our hands when we touch, that's also on the
don't get our hands too,
we
exactly.
Think with our hands.
Yep. So, yeah, you want to hit the call line, see what the family's talking about?
Okay. Area code 314-381. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. You have a question or a comment?
Man, you guys going on with them conspiracies again.
What conspiracy specifically? Speak on
them. You must have ate one. Did you eat one of them chicken sandwiches, brother?
No, I didn't eat one. I don't eat processed foods, but Popeye's fried chicken is a Louisiana creation.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what they say, anyway.
Well, it is. It started right outside of New Orleans. The guy wanted to compete with Kentucky Fried Chicken, which he wasn't successful in doing.
Right.
It's only a $200 million a year business. There's a Jamaican. Of course, he passed on. Now he committed suicide. He had Golden Crust Bakeries, which outsold Popeye. He was a $360 million business. Loyal
Golden Crust, I heard about that. Yeah, was he in, you say, Florida and Miami? think I heard it go.
He was out of New York with the Jamaicans.
Got it. Okay, with the Jamaicans, yes. Okay.
So, no, they have, you know, back in the day when Church's Chicken hit the scene, everybody was lined up to get it. They would get Church's Chicken, then they would go to Popeye's and get the biscuits because they thought
right.
Church's Chicken tastes better than Popeye's. Now Church's
right.
don't
right.
went by the wayside.
Oh,
yes,
yes,
that is true.
Yeah, that,
that
stuff about putting all them hormones and stuff in commercial chickens is just not true. I designed.
So y'all telling me Popeye's biscuit is better than?
It's better than Church's. That was one of their main key things with the biscuits. And
Church's
people
got,
used to,
Church's got that honey biscuit. They got that honey on the top of the biscuit. I don't know.
No, Popeye's.
Yeah.
I like that biscuit. Fresh. Yeah.
Yeah, they
I'm
make
sorry,
theirs
Popeye's
fresh every day.
Yeah, Popeye's winning when it comes to the biscuits.
So you just seeing a promotion, marketing scheme, like they did with Patty LaBelle's.
Patty pie.
Yeah.
Right. So now look, let me ask you this, caller. What do you think that these companies include with specifically Popeyes that specifically target a black audience? Do you think they owe something to the communities in which they reside, or should they just
No, they don't owe anything to the community. They're providing you with some food, people, a restaurant. You know the difference between, Patti LaBelle's pies don't go over well in the South. You know why? Because in the South, they put a crust over the top of their sweet potato pies. Whereas in the North, they, you know, it's just the filling and they bake it.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's just a marketing scheme. And black folks don't got so damn ridiculous in some of this stuff. You had Sheila Jackson Lee is pissed off because they don't name none of the hurricanes after blacks. Don't have no black names like Hurricane Pookie. Hurricane Baby.
Are you serious? No, I'm not serious.
Yeah, I'm serious. That's what she does.
No, I'm not serious.
Yeah. And you know another thing too. Have you ever heard of KFC chicken?
Yeah, KFC. Yeah.
What is it?
Kentucky Fried
Chicken.
Nope. It's Kennedy Fried Chicken. There's KFC, but out on the East Coast in New York and New Jersey, the Afghan refugees started Kennedy Fried Chicken, and they are doing a grand.
Okay.
And, of course, they named it after Kennedy because they was very fond of him. But it's Kennedy Fried Chicken. And they came here and built their own establishment, built their own business. And now they're doing a grand, selling Kennedy Fried Chicken, KFC. Another thing, you talk about... Yeah. Jay-Z is right what he said. He just said it in...
No, he's not right.
Yes, he is. He is right, because you don't have no authority in the home, so you don't know how to respect authority when you out in the public. And we know that's true. If a police officer tells you to do something, you supposed to comply.
Right,
as simple as
that. Has nothing to do. No, that has nothing to do with police shooting black people, because there's hundreds of videos of white people not complying that don't get shot.
Yeah, but you ain't talking
about
white people. You saying
no,
black
we
people.
Are. We talking right,
black
but
people.
So, black,
you
black
have blacks out there
shot by the police has
you
nothing
have,
to do with them
well,
bucking authority.
I've seen white people that don't comply, like trying to run. You had a white guy that was killed out on Highway 70 trying to run from the police and climb a fence, and they got shot.
Okay.
And so you supposed to comply when they tell you to turn around,
I
like the guy out there at the Galleria was running. Well, then, if they think you got a weapon, why you run? It's
right,
weapon is legal, but it's not
running.
Legal. It's not
exactly.
legal inside the Galleria.
Right. So, but again, Jay-Z was out of line in what he said. Now, what he's saying as far as the father being in the home and establishing some type of authority, yeah, but that has nothing to do with the other. That has nothing to do with police shooting Tamir Rice, shooting Philando Castile.
You know why the police shot Philando Castile? Philando Castile, the police, Philando told the police officer he had a gun. He didn't have to tell him that. And then he was reaching for something, and the police officer said, don't reach for it. And he kept on, and the man shot him.
Okay. Well, you know, I don't want to get too far off topic. I do want to stay on this topic.
Yeah, stay on Kentucky Fried. You know, too, a fried chicken is a Southern cuisine.
Thank
it's American
right.
Southern
cut.
Actually, some of it came from, the idea came from Europe, and some of it came from Africa. Of course, Europe didn't have the spices. That was one of the reasons of the Crusades. Crusades was going to look for Indian spices. And, Africans brought it also. Africans used to cook their chicken, still do, in palm oil, and they use spices. And they brought that with them here.
So when we talk about the phenomenon known as fried chicken in America, I contribute that solely to Black Americans. That has been part of the Black American soul food or food experience growing up.
But white people,
not saying that white people don't fry chicken.
Actually,
I mean, not saying that white people don't fry chicken or none of that, eat fried chicken. No, what I'm saying is we were the ones to cultivate that particular dish.
Well, who do you contribute pizzas to?
I mean, I would say Italian Americans. I wouldn't say Italian, but I would say Italian Americans.
Pizzas is Spanish.
Okay. I'm not sure, but I give you that.
No, soul food is it can be claimed to be a Southern cuisine.
Right.
And they developed a lot of the dishes developed in the South. A lot of the slaves had to do with it. You know, Africans seasoned their food. Whites didn't because coming from Europe, they did not have spices.
Right.
And they used to eat their food bland.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. I'm definitely with you. So that's what I was saying as far as the culture. I'm just saying we should be in a better position. When I say we, I mean Black people should be in a better position of controlling our culture. But since we don't,
how are you gonna control the culture of fried chicken? And Black people,
Popeyes has made a living. Their whole thing, Popeyes, KFC, their whole thing is fried chicken.
Yeah,
so,
but
what if
their
those
whole
were black on
is not African American.
I mean,
if they has depend
I've
on African Americans.
I've never seen a Popeyes in Clayton.
If African Americans had to depend, if Popeyes had to depend on just African American market, they wouldn't be able to survive.
Right, but no, of course. What I'm saying is, but they use
some Popeyes
the marketing.
Chicken in white neighborhoods.
Yeah, you have Popeyes chicken in white neighborhoods.
But where are most of them at? Now we
drive out
in
Manchester, Missouri. You got Popeyes. You got Popeyes chickens out in Manchester, Kevin.
Yeah.
Is it one? I mean, I don't know.
Matter of fact, most of your fast food restaurants are in white communities. Look at Burger Steak and Shake. Steak and Shake don't survive in black areas, but predominantly black areas. I've seen McDonald's hamburgers close in predominantly black areas. I ain't never seen one close in white areas. Look at the one that used to be there on Delmar, just west of Goodfellow. Used to be a McDonald's there. They closed. Look at the McDonald's used to be there on Page, west of Pennsylvania.
Even with Popeye's competing with Chick-fil-A, I mean, the Chick-fil-A's, none of those are in predominantly black communities that I know of.
No, because, I tell you, you're right, because blacks don't cater to that. I tell you something else. LeBron James, Blaze Pizza. you don't see none of them in the hood. You don't see them in your city. Where are they at? They located way out west in Manchester, Missouri, and so on and so on.
Right. I mean, because, look, I think, from my perspective, we have two things going on. You have these restaurants and companies that target a lot of black areas, and then you have some that stay away from black areas. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're right about that. Sears tried to have an outlet store there on Union and Natural Bridge. It got robbed to death. So they moved it.
Right. Yeah,
a brother talked them into putting that there so that blacks wouldn't have to travel way the hell out wherever to buy appliances. But the damn place was broke in. People drove their cars through the windows, stealing washers and dryers and all that stuff. So they had to hell with it.
Right.
All right. Yes,
the Sears there at the Roberts building, it closed. But the one on South Grand, it stayed open for a longer time.
Right. Yes,
yeah.
Indeed. If you're just joining us, family, this Collective Minds Radio. I'm Cosmic Kev with Brother Mufasa Ra and Queen Rigel, and we are discussing a Popeye's chicken craze that's been going on. It's basically a chicken war between Popeye's and Chick-fil-A. And it has been said that black people basically made Popeye's $23 million. As reported by, you know, some outlets, which is a lot of money within the span of a week. So we're just trying to break down the dynamics of how, you know, people have been manipulated to go out and wait in these lines. And also, when it comes to the lines, I've kind of heard that, you know, Popeye's was kind of negligent in making these lines because there were no signs up. There was nothing going on. So just imagine you have people waiting in these lines and they're not telling them that they out of chicken. So you at the back of the line, everybody, you know, you waiting, trying to get your order, and they not telling you that they out of these chicken sandwiches. By the time you get up there, they tell you out. You like, well, dang, I just waited in this long line. So there was some negligent. Right. I wouldn't say you should go savage, but...
No,
there was a little negligence on, that was just a little negligence on their part. Because, I mean, it's something simple as a sign. We out of town. I don't know. When you went to the Popeye's, Brother Mufasa, did they let you know they was out? Did you have to wait in line or what?
And all the ones I went to, the sign was at the intercom. Now, with one or two of them, you still end up having to ask for, and they say, we out of town. But
gotcha. Okay.
Mostly they put the sign on the little intercom now. But I think even the ones who did the plot probably was so they figured they get you up there. Well, now you want something.
Right.
So
exactly.
Okay, I can't get this chicken sandwich. So let me go and get that 3-piece wing.
Right. Yeah, let me get that 3-piece.
I've stayed this line all this time.
Right, and you know they really lost some money by not having all those chickens on deck. And from what I understand, you know, they use some of the kind of low price chicken. You know what I'm saying? It's not the, I don't know what low or high quality chicken is, but from what I understand, Popeye's uses a low grade chicken, but you know, that's neither here nor there.
I didn't realize that Popeye's was so much smaller than Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A is not only as an older establishment than Popeye's. I didn't know that.
Okay. Yeah, I knew they was. I knew Popeye's was smaller. But yeah, I thought Popeye's might have been around longer.
So, yeah, that's interesting there.
Chick-fil-A's been around for a minute. I did not know
that.
I guess
because
they don't come to my neighborhood.
Exactly what Popeye's do, because it's not a lot of Popeye's in the county. I don't care what you guys say. There's one in Brentwood. Yeah, but that's
one in
kind
Brentwood.
Of a mix,
that's the one.
That's a mixed culture. It's like right on the outskirts.
Yeah, that's right on the fringe. Right.
Right, it's a mixed culture, but you're not gonna find one out there by West County Mall. None of that. It's not happening, trust me.
Right.
I looked for them sometimes. I was eating Popeyes. I was out in Rule St. George. They got three or four of them out there. Yeah, well, St. George mixed too now. Yeah, but that's not. It ain't mixed like that. It's mixed enough, trust me. They ain't gonna put them where it's not mixed. No, this not mixed areas I'm talking about. Because remember, y'all already said you got to go to a test for just one black person to live out there.
No.
So you know,
that's
a whole other conversation we had.
Yeah, that's totally a whole other conversation. Well, let's get to the call line.
Let's hit the call
area
line.
Area code 319-572. Calling on with Mr. Mike Radio. You have a question or do you have a comment?
Oh, man, I can't believe y'all are even entertaining this stupid stuff.
I know, but this is a hot topic.
We ain't got no Popeyes up here, so I ain't worried about that. But I do want to go back and say that these young men out here do not respect authority. Me working as a bouncer, they don't respect me. I try to tell them something. They look at me, they say, F you. So, and that's just my experience every weekend.
That may be true.
Oh, and another thing is, now they're not respecting your authority, thinking they're all tough. As soon as they see a cop, they talk to all around. It's funny.
Right. Yeah, I know you call her. Yeah, that was the announcement. You got any comment on the chicken sandwich craze?
No, we ain't got no Popeyes up here in the Iowa country. I mean, I have to go all the way up to Davenport.
But where can you go there and get you a good chicken sandwich at?
Well, I get a chicken sandwich here. I go to the store, give me some hamburger buns, give me some flour, a little bit of cornmeal, milk, eggs.
Uh-oh.
Tenderize that chicken breast nice and good, batter up, fry it up.
Uh-oh.
Best chicken sandwich in the world. Made at home.
Man.
Right. Facts.
No processed food. I turned away from the fast foods a long time ago.
Yeah,
I don't eat a lot of fried foods anyway. So, but I'm just saying it's just a waste of black people be wasting their time on this stupid chicken stuff when there's more important things.
Yeah,
Jack,
totally agree.
Wag the dog. Thank you, Kyle. Appreciate it. Wag the dog. There's more important things going on, but yet they diverted our attention there. And just to be clear, family, the reason we're covering this is because this is a hot topic. You know, I consider this show new media. You know, we're new black media. We want to come with a different perspective than what the mainstream is coming. You know, this is what people are talking about. So, you know, we decided to dive into this topic, you know. But make no mistake, we do understand that, yes, there are a lot of important things going on. That's why we want to, you know, have this conversation to kind of open up, you know, some different eyes and different perspectives of, you know, how people view things. So the next time a trend or something like this come around, we can think before we react, you know, before we just go out and wait in line, you know, we can put some type of thought into what's going on and who's pulling the strings. Why do I want this sandwich? You know, just, you know, try to figure out where are these thoughts coming from, what's motivating me to move a certain way, you know, and that could be with anything, but in particular with this topic here. So yeah, just some information on Popeyes real quick. Popeyes was started in 1972, and like the caller said, it was in Araby, Louisiana.
The founder was Al Copeland. And as of right now, the revenue as a caller state is about $200 million. So, you know, that was just the point I'm trying to make. If you have a restaurant that is basically promoting, you know, Black American dishes and Black American food or whatever, you know, quote unquote food, then wouldn't it be right if we controlled one of these restaurants, KFC, Popeyes, considering that, again, they're making most of their revenue off of our culture? And that's the thing that kind of gets me. So it's just like with any other industry, you know, that we have created or controlled. You can even go back to jazz, gospel, blues, hip hop, soul food, whatever. Shouldn't we have some type of ownership in these things? You know what I'm saying? Like, I just, it's just weird that the, even with like the KFC.
I think it should definitely be our mentality. And we
that,
still,
that
and
should
there,
definitely
if
be
if
our
mentality.
Our mentality,
we could control it to be that way too. But if it's not with
right,
if it's
right.
not in the mindset, you know.
Right,
for
and
the
other
idea.
People control it, right? Other people control it, and then they make your culture look the way they want to, you know. Just like with hip hop, because we don't control it, we're not able to provide any balance. They put, you know, I hate to say it, they put the ratchet, the criminal behavior, the promiscuous behavior, the you know, lack of intelligence. They put all that in the forefront to show that's how you get to the bag. And that in turn reflects on the kids, and they think, you know, you just be ignorant and that can get you to the bag. So I'm saying all this to say, you know, it's important that moving forward that we try to take a look and control our culture. Otherwise, it's going to control us. And then we'll just be pointing the fingers at each other when – there's somebody else pulling the strings, you know, behind it all. You know what I'm saying? So, and with this Popeyes thing, Popeyes, again, has made a living off of fried chicken, which has come from, you know, really black Americans has made that one of our dishes that we've made with, you know, with soul food. And they've capitalized and made a $200 million franchise off of, which in an ideal world, that should be a black person starting that, black person controlling that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's just something to think about, you know, as we move forward. Did we have time for another call, or what y'all want to do? Roger, y'all want to respond?
Yeah, let's, well, I won't respond yet. I'll wait. We'll get to the callers. We'll take area code 315-767. Call you on with Collective Minds Radio. Do you have a question or do you have a comment?
Hey, family. It's probably going to be a little loud
Hey.
Where I'm at. I'm at a bar right now.
That's all right.
But,
peace.
Yeah. But I was listening to this, and I was thinking on it because, you know, you're talking about all that. We might be sick. And I'm like, I got to blame my cousin Mufasa now that I might get sick in 2 weeks. He go to me. I wasn't even thinking about that sandwich. He was like, you got to try that sandwich. You got to try to have me going out. But, no, I got the
right.
sandwich. Now, these Popeyes, he's talking about they're in predominantly black areas. But I'm living in El Paso, and I just happen to be in El Paso on a little bit of vacation. And
right.
we got about 6 to 7, you know, Popeyes spread around El Paso, which is predominantly Hispanic. And they do well.
That's right.
And then,
right.
And we only have like 4 Chick-fil-A. And then throughout
okay.
my travels, I know that every military base has at least 1, if not 2 or 3 Popeyes on them. But they don't have Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
And
right.
these truck stops that I be hitting, because, you know, I'm an over-the-road trucker. The truck stops I'm hitting, like a lot of the truck stops have, you know, Popeyes chicken as well. But I never see a Chick-fil-A. So I'm very curious at how Chick-fil-A is outselling Popeyes. Because Popeyes, I see Popeyes all the time, and I rarely see a Chick-fil-A.
So
right. that's just interesting to me. That was news to me.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Interesting topic, and I really like, you know, Piaki come on and drop some knowledge. Yeah, so I'm just listening. I'm gonna keep on listening. I just wanted to say that.
Yes, indeed.
Hopefully I ain't laying up in a hospital bed looking sick in a couple weeks.
Hopefully. Well, I had one a month or so ago, and I've been good as far as I know.
Sweet.
But, you know. So yeah, we appreciate you calling. Right on. Now, one thing I have noticed, because to the taller point, he travels a lot and he's able to see, you know, where the Chick-fil-A's and Popeye's are, which is good. But one thing I've noticed, there may not be a lot of Chick-fil-A's, but every time I choose a Chick-fil-A, the line is ridiculous. Now, I don't know if that's just in my particular area. Well, actually, no, because actually when I travel, I see Chick-fil-A's, and it always seems like they have a steady line.
That's within my experience.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, they have a steady line at these Chick-fil-A's for whatever reason, you know. But, yeah, I thought that was kind of interesting, though. But that was some good points from the caller. Mufasa Ra, you want to chime in, brother? Anything? All right, did you want to chime in?
Excuse me, y'all. I'm choking there.
The residue, choking off the residue of the chicken sandwich. Chick-fil-A putting it down. They must got some drugs in their chicken. Maybe they're kicking some lace. It's always a long line.
Very long line. That chicken filet sauce, we got something in. Shoot, that's what stopped me from going back there. I would have went on ahead and dipped into Chick-fil-A to suppress my chicken craze, but their line has been so long, so both of these franchises is winning. Chick-fil-A and Popeye's is winning off of this. They might be in cahoots.
Popeye's, okay. Now, I'm going to read something according to Forbes magazine that they just dropped. It says, Popeye's is the winner of the fried chicken Twitter war with Chick-fil-A. Judging by data from each of the companies in the following days, their notorious social media beef over who is the original maker of fried chicken sandwiches. For Popeye's, which has a larger store footprint but a smaller following on social media, the Twitter clapback was a brilliantly executed coup that took a competitor's advertisement and leveraged into an insult, engaging not just with a Twitter following more dedicated to its brand than to Chick-fil-A's, but a driver of foot traffic that sent people crashing through doors and drive-through lines to the point that it ran out of its signature sandwich. So that basically kind of goes to what the caller just said. Popeye's has a larger store footprint than Chick-fil-A, but Chick-fil-A does more numbers, if that makes sense. You know, there's more Popeye's stores, but Chick-fil-A has, you know, a larger profit. That's interesting, man. And they use social media to
Another thing, which I'm sure will also help increase Chick-fil-A's numbers, I think comparing the prices, because Popeye's a little up there too, but if I'm remembering correctly from my experience, I think Chick-fil-A may be a little bit higher than Popeye's too. So I think those numbers also kind of play a little bit of a role as well. Their menu prices may have them up, I believe. Don't know that for certain, but I just know, like, just thinking back when I would go, if I go to Chick-fil-A, I know I'm spending like
$30. Right. Well, I don't know. Look, I used to go to Popeye's and get three wings and a biscuit for like $1.99 or 99 cents.
Yeah, you ain't getting that no more. You ain't getting that.
Popeye's up there too, but yeah, I think Popeye's up there too, but I'm still thinking. It seems like Chick-fil-A still may have them up on a little edge with the numbers there too, which will also support why they, you know, doing a little more numbers too in that department.
Yeah. Now, would y'all agree that Chick-fil-A got better service?
Yes. Unfortunately, I will.
Yes.
Yeah.
I would
From my experience.
I'm going to agree with that.
But you know what? I think it lends to, even with the kid playground and the better advertisement that someone is
right.
And you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, but it also seemed like it may lend itself to what we had discussed earlier, where who they're marketing to as well. You know, who are they?
Right,
who are they target audience? So, you know, unfortunately, we know how it goes.
Do I need to spell out the target market?
No,
we got it. The target market, we got it. And I think because as a community, we may not demand much as we should.
Quality.
That's why I was talking about the higher
quality.
Right. We should really, you know, demand higher quality, better things, better service. Because again, a lot of our people in our culture, we've built a lot of stuff in this country, and by us not knowing that, we don't respect ourselves enough to demand better service, better quality from whoever that comes into, you know, that services us or wants to market towards us or whatever. You know, we don't demand that service a lot of times, you know, which is unfortunate, but we just need to change our mentality to understand that we need to be respected and, you know, and demand better service from whoever we're patronizing and giving our money to. You know what I'm saying? That's whoever. So, you know, that's what that is. Yeah, so y'all want to respond? We're coming down to the last 8 minutes. You know, it's been a beautiful
show. I just
wanted
to say one thing, too. Also, when it comes to all these trends and things, too, unfortunately, I don't know if I want to use the word unfortunately. It's just the way that it is, the way humans are, the way that we operate psychologically. We like to be included. So it's so easy when you see a group of people, you feel included, so you want to get to, you want to do it, so you want the experience, you want to share the experience, you want to be included in what's going on. So which is another reason why.
Right. No, I was just going to say, would that be the same thing as monkey see, monkey do?
Yes, because it is because, you know, people, some may have heard of this, some may reference unstable or unsteady mind as a monkey. That's because it copies, it mimics, you know. So when we're dealing with a group of people, which I say a lot of times, who is not conscious thinker, that, you know, compulsive doers, and a lot of people are just not stable in their mind, you know. So yeah, monkey see, monkey do. You want to feel included. I think a lot of times people don't feel sufficient of being themselves alone, standing alone, being. You feel like you have to be a part of something. That's why people try to go and get all these titles and things like that. They stay trying to grab hold of things because they don't feel enough. They don't feel like they are enough just by themselves, and we actually are, you know. But if you don't believe it, you don't know it, and you don't experience that, then you look for outside things to validate you as a person, to make you feel like you're enough. And one other psychological thing that we do is try to feel included with the group. That's why people try to be in the in crowd. They want to feel a sense of inclusion. So I just
want
to throw that out there.
Right, yeah. Yeah, great. And with all that said, I mean, the powers that be, quote unquote, know this, and that's how they manipulate the masses, which comes right back to this this tweet that they say sent out and started the whole craze. So this one tweet went out, and then everybody shared it, and Everybody ran to get the sandwich. Next thing you know, people sharing videos or people watching videos, watch, oh, let me go see what's up with the sandwich. People making videos about it. Let me go see what's up with the sandwich. And it just creates a snowball. And next thing you know, you waiting in line hours for a chicken sandwich. Like, really? We got that kind of time? Just be, you know what I'm saying? Okay.
You don't. But if you want to feel included and you know, you're going to do it. You're going to make the sacrifice and the time to do it so that way you can say, yeah, I did. You want to join in, you know?
You have to say you had it. Yeah, that is true. So
I know for
this
me.
This is where we at, family.
For me, they advertised it, those commercials and the memes and all that. They did such a good job of making me laugh and putting like the one guy who got his YouTube channel, Damn Drops. But y'all just here, but a lot of them, they take the sandwich and they put it right there in the camera, make it look so good,
yeah.
And talk about how crispy. You hear Chris biting into it and it's crunching, and you be like, shoot, man, I got to go get me one of these.
Right. And a lot, and look, but check this out. A lot of those are better than actual Popeye's commercials. Now, trip off that.
Yep.
Those videos that you're talking about where people comparing and making jokes and laugh, like those are actually better than something that the commercial or marketing department at Popeyes could come up with. You know what I'm saying? But these are people doing it, and I don't know what type, maybe they just getting some followers or what, but they should be compensated by Popeyes for marketing like that. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
they doing it on their own. They ain't been raised. Just like Patty then pay that young man
didn't
a percentage.
Give
old
boy, yeah.
Know when she gave him some Louis Vuitton bags, invited him to her house, he ate dinner with her and her family for the holiday, I think for Thanksgiving, and she blessed him with some Louis bags and things like that. And
wow.
That was
Nah, that's cool, Patty, but it cut me a check. Right through this. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's cool.
She said she didn't ask him to do it. And, I mean, hey, he took it up on himself. So he got to be okay with, you know, with the outcome, with the consequences, you know.
Yeah. I mean, she got a point, but still, I might negotiate something. But I wouldn't have did no stuff like that to begin with. But, you know, that's what it
is.
Yeah, family, we down to the last 3 minutes. I'm going to let Rigel sign us out. Thank you all the callers and supporters. We appreciate y'all.
Mufasa, need to say some last words. Okay.
Appreciate y'all, family, tuning in. If I get my hands on one of them chicken sandwiches, I make sure I give y'all a good review on it.
Yeah, I'm going to go pick up one, and I'm going to sell it to you for about $30.
Nah, you heard
How
me.
About that?
Hey, we might be going into business together.
I
told you I got to do three.
I'll go pick up one. But thanks, everybody, for calling in, for all the comments and questions and just the interacting with us and communicating back and forth and supporting us throughout the week. Please tune in and continue to support us. We have some more good topics coming up. And if you guys have any other ideas, show topic ideas, please don't hesitate to send us an email at collectiveminds@yahoo.com. And tune in next week, Sunday, 6 p.m., peace, Central Standard Time.
Peace. Collective Minds.
Collective Minds Radio.
Stand on your square, we on the earn, we about to earn out. Tune in and turn it up to hear what we talking about, whether it's old or a new point. Call in with your viewpoint and add to our collective of colorful perspectives. The brothers, word to the mothers of the queens and the kings. We gon' get into some things, dig deep and going deeper, waking up the sleeper. Who peepin' the peeper? Yeah, your boy done found a keeper. See, we talkin'.
We talkin' like we walkin'. Collective Minds.
they thought.